Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I hope you're not at home. I like it when you're staying out. I hope you found a boo.
Hi, I'm Dom Alessio, and this is Other Side of the Tracks. Each episode, we feature a new music release and talk to the artist about the inspiration, meaning, and stories behind each song. In this episode, we take a look at One Big Nothing, the debut album from Australian-born, London-based singer-songwriter, Cloves. Since the release of a 2015 critically acclaimed EP 13, Cloves reveals she's been to hell and back within herself, battling anxieties. She used this journey to grow and become more experimental in the studio, focusing on what she could do differently, both structurally and rhythmically. The result? An album that demonstrates maturity far beyond her years. Here's One Big Nothing by Cloves.
I think that if I could take you anywhere with this album, it would just be your regular life, really, because I think for me, like, listening to music is such a way to, like, escape the reality of the now, basically. Like, if you're sitting on a train and you're going to work and you put your headphones on, you listen to a song, it, like, takes you out of that moment of just, like, feeling quite mundane, and it takes you somewhere else. You were standing in the doorway. The album's called One Big Nothing, which sounds really negative, but it's not. It's kind of, I don't know, it's a nice irony to call it One Big Nothing when you put literally your entire life into something and then you just name it One Big Nothing. I think it's quite, I don't know, it's quite sarcastic to me, and that's why I liked it as an album title. When I started writing the album, I was very much like going through a breakup, very much going through this struggle in a relationship, trying to understand like whether I wanted to be with him anymore. And once that kind of broke down, I was sort of left on my own for the first time, because it was a boyfriend that I'd had since I was 16. And so after that, it kind of became about like self-reflection and looking into myself and how I see myself and my thoughts on myself and life in general. And so that was done over like the course of 3 years. So some of the songs on the album feel like from a very different place to the other, but I quite like that because I think it's just really genuine, and it kind of follows the journey of the album as well. Follows my journey, the album does. The first track on the album is called Bring the House Down.
What was I thinking? Try to put words in your mouth.
It's really about that moment in a relationship when you realize that there's something that's really not working for you, and your gut is telling you that there is an issue, but you are just trying to be completely naive to that concept. And instead, you're just trying to make it work. And you're trying to pretend everything's okay, but you know that in your gut, you feel like it's really, there's something that's just not sitting right with you. I love the middle eight because I love the lyrics in the middle eight. I've let it go once or twice. I've let it go even though my feelings were right. Now I know it's hard to fight. Now I know you came at the wrong time.
You came at the wrong time. And every day tastes the same. Half a cigarette and I do it again.
Wasted time is really about having a paranoia that you don't understand why someone likes you. basically it's like your own self-criticism being so harsh, you know, I'm wasted time, why do you waste your time?
I'm wasting time.
And it's definitely got some of my like favorite lyrics on the entire album. The only place I want to go is anywhere there's people I don't know. I love that so much because sometimes all you want to do is be by yourself and avoid being around people.
The only place I want to go is anywhere there's people I don't know.
Yeah, that's what it's about. It's just that feeling of when someone's talking to you in your head, you're thinking like, I wonder if they just hate me, basically. To be honest with you, like very much most of the songs on the album, like Wasted Time, Up and Down, One Big Nothing, all of the songs started out as acoustic. Like basically all I write is ballads and then produce them up to not be ballads. But all of the songs on the album started out in exactly the same way that Don't You Wait, Frail Love, Everybody's Sun started out, where it was literally just a voice note on my phone of me singing over either piano or guitar.
Then I hear you leave and I'm happy, just for a moment I'm free.
The third track on the album is Better Now. And Better Now is basically just about going back and forth in your own head, whether you're meant to be with somebody or not, and then trying to work out what to do about it. And then feeling like it's definitely not right, but you're not sure how to move on that yet. It's a similar thing to Bringing the House Down, really.
Start with the keys and with a fight. 3 years come and go, acting like you didn't know that I ever lost my head.
California Numb is about when you start to realize that you're maybe hanging around with the wrong people and you're maybe being a bit of a dick. And then you start to feel like maybe you should pull your head in a bit.
That I don't like my face or how I'm turning out.
Hit Me Hard is about when you get to the climax in an argument and you're like, it's your last chance to give me some emotion. And that was like the problem in the relationship as well, is that it was very like, it just lacked in so much feeling and it lacked in so much emotion that it was the climax of that argument of like, this is your last chance to give me something that's real before I leave, because I can't deal with the nothingness anymore. And yeah, that's basically what Hit Me Hard is about. It's like, hit me hard with something that's real because nothing is happening here and I can't deal with it anymore. Hit Me Hard was one of those songs that was written basically in one day out of frustration, but then 6 months later I brought it into the studio and reworked on the chorus and changed things around. So it was kind of like, by the time I actually went to work on it, I felt very like fine with everything, basically. Pro-love is inspired by just knowing that you were wrong and asking for forgiveness, basically. Like, I do feel like across the album a lot of the time, I come across like more confident on some songs and then more vulnerable on some songs. And I think Frail Love is definitely one of those moments where I'm just asking for forgiveness and I know that I'm wrong. This song is really one of those songs where it's more of a vulnerable moment. It's just asking for someone's forgiveness because you've hurt them. Kiss Me in the Dark is probably the cheekiest song on the album. It's about when you're in a relationship with someone, but you're thinking about someone else. And yeah. It's about the conflict of that and feeling like maybe I shouldn't be thinking that he's pretty attractive when I'm with someone else. Kiss me in the dark till I tell you to stop, and I let you go to town knowing that he'll find out. it's definitely the cheekiest song on the album, but you know, it's true. I think Up and Down, it's about being up and down. It's about waking up every day and not knowing how you're going to feel in the morning and whether you're going to have like a big dark cloud that hangs over your head or whether you're going to feel all right today. And that's basically it. It's definitely one of the most genuinely vulnerable, honest songs that I've ever written. It's one of my favorite songs for that exact reason. I'm up and down, and all I've made is turned inside out. I'm up and down. Made no plans but to slowly waste away. Like, it just is very genuine to me, and yeah, I love it for that reason. Now I've wasted the day, made no plans by to slowly waste away. Up and Down is another one that started out completely different to how it ended up. Same with Waste of Time, same with One Big Nothing. It was actually just a piano song when it started out. And it started out feeling very like, oh yeah, this is a nice song, and then we put it on guitar and we had the idea to make it sound like, I want it to sound like if the Arctic Monkeys and Jeff Buckley did a song together and Radiohead did a song together, like what would it sound like? So the start of the song is very like Jeff Buckley inspired, the outro of the song is very Radiohead inspired.
Do me a favor and just give me an E. Don't you remember when you said what I wanted to hear?
Don't You Wait was inspired by being apart from someone and then being overseas. Like, I was overseas writing my album. And yeah, it's about that feeling of wondering if someone's actually going to wait around for you, or whether or not you're just kind of losing that spark, or whether you still even, you know, do you still care? Do you care if they're not going to wait for you? You know, it's all of the questions that you think in your head when you're paranoid and sitting alone at 12 o'clock in the morning. You know, it would be like he was asleep and I was sitting there like, I haven't spoken to you in like 8 hours. Or whatever it was. And then also because I haven't seen you for 3 months, it's like, do you still care? Do I still care? You know, it's like all those kind of questions. And I also feel like sometimes, me especially, and I'm sure everyone does, it's like to not feel terrible every day, you have to block feelings out and just ignore things. And I think then you start being like, well, do I just not have feelings for them anymore, or am I just trying to block it out so I don't feel sad every day, so I don't miss them? And it's just all of that kind of paranoia and questioning.
And I'm not your answer, and in time you see that you have a future where you won't need to love me.
I think One Big Nothing really is probably my proudest song that I've ever made. Really, it's about trying to get out of a situation. You know, the lyric is, I'll do anything I have to be far away, dressed in these lullabies, tell me I'm someone somewhere else.
And I'll do anything I have to be far away, dressed in these lullabies, tell me I'm someone somewhere.
It's really about trying to like dig your way out of a situation, find your way out of a situation. But yeah, it was just such a mammoth task that it's difficult even to describe the process of making that song, because it was done over the course of like, I don't know, I think it was like 6 months or something like that, where it was just literally picked at every single day. I basically made most of the album in a shed in Reading. So I'd get on the train in the morning, travel 2 hours, get off, go to the studio, sit in the studio for 9 hours, then travel 2 hours back home, and then do it the next day, and then do it the next day. And it was just that song that we worked on a little bit every single day for so long that we just really fine-tuned it. Even like when we went to send it off, I was like, oh, what if everyone doesn't like it? Like, what if no one likes it? But now I think it's definitely something I'm incredibly proud of. I wanted it to be the last song on the album because I just felt like it was a good indication of like my proudest moment, but I also feel like I can do more. I feel like I can make better music. I feel like I can make a better album. And I'm really ambitious to do that, so I wanted to kind of put it on the end as like, I'm not done. Like, this is my now, and I'm really proud of it, but I want to top it, so I wanted it to be last. Having the purpose of making that album for me really, like, took me out of my own head, and I think that it's so important to feel like you always have purpose and you always have a place to go to feel better. And I think that that's what music does for me personally when I listen to an artist that I really look up to. And like, that's kind of my ambition and goal, is to just give people music that they can like lose themselves in, and they can feel like, yeah, and they can just feel that they're understood, basically.
One Big Nothing by Cloves is available now. To see the videos or for tour details, visit thisiscloves.com. Other Side of the Tracks is produced in Sydney, Australia, by U Music Media House, a subsidiary of Universal Music Australia. This episode was edited and mixed by the teams at Eardrum and Forbes Street Studios. For more, visit othersideofthetrackspod.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.